Okay.
So my interim goal is not working too well. I didn't throw myself at anything since last weekend.
Yep.
So my internal goal was to be able to have a healthy relationship. So like more, get more engaged, dating, and all that. I actually went on a date last night. That's about it. So I don't know if it's really a good goal. I think it needs to be boiled down. I mean, I hear you with the connection piece. Like, that's important. That's up for me. Like, I want more of that in my life. So maybe Ellen suggested that we boil it down to more, like, working on kind of what you were doing, like, more intimate relationship versus, like, making it, like, the relationship, you know?
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so inner goal was to have ultimately a great relationship.
Yeah.
And the external goal?
Was to start my blog.
Start your blog?
Mm-hmm.
About dating?
No.
Why not? That would be
but
great.
I think it's so funny because it's like, I don't know, all that chakra stuff we did this morning, there's something like that wants to come out, you know?
Yeah.
And as I'm hearing all this stuff, I don't know, I'm stuck. It's like the power thing when we talk about, like, what is what's missing, like being more in my power, speaking my truth, so this can come out. So
the blog, yeah. Okay. All right, so, all right. So, and when it comes to developing relationships, which is going to be probably 90% of you need better skills in that, and your isolation. You know, we just saw that the you know how isolating we can be in our defenses. You know, you're connecting with people in this room
this
that
is
you already know. You know, the idea that you're going to go out and find other people that are going to be anything more than just fake friends. You know, it's not going to happen. Not that you can't, it's just so much work. When these people are already, you know, here, committed, they're gonna need the same thing. Right? You don't change your relationships without changing your relationships. This is you need a test zone, right? And you need to how much have you leaned into these relationships?
Yeah.
And these
us first.
This is like, well, that's right. It's like, and this is and I'm gonna spend a little more time with you on this just because you're first, but basically for everybody. It's like, where do you draw the line with this group? Well, the line's like 80 feet further out away in your regular relationships. These people have no reason to draw a line. But you do anyway, just because it's convenient and it's just because it's a habit. So what do? You want to have an unbelievable relationships. You start with the ones that are willing to have great relationships with you. You know? And for each one of you, when your classmates calls you to get together, do it. Whatever you got to do. It's like, that's what you do. Rather than, you know, my life is not convenient to be, I'm gonna be, no. This is your one chance. At the end of the year, if you don't come back from grad school, this is it. Nobody's gonna give a shit after this. You're on your own. I'm telling you, nobody is gonna say, why are you sitting here watching TV? Nobody's gonna say, why don't you call one of your friends and go out and do something that builds this heart muscle that you know is keeping you from being happy in your life, right? And so that's so. I would just simply, you know, you want to have a great relationship. Have you built one with everyone in here? Because everyone in here has got a personality, and over in the other room too. If you work through every relationship here and create a really nice, or terrible. Just some relationship with everybody in this room, you will have an infinity more chance of being able to deal with whoever you do get for a guy. Right?
And you'll have a much better ability to decide if that guy is a guy that you want to
have. Oh, we'll bet it.
Yeah. No, but you'll know better what you're looking for.
You'll just have a whole different set of skills. Yeah. The problem is that we think we're gonna be completely isolated in our lives, you know, and really have very minimal interaction with other people and only have cordial friends and you know sort of just like let people in a little bit and then find the love of our lives. Really? You think it's gonna happen? Zero chance. Mm-hmm. You have to get. It's not that you can't find the love of your life, but a real but it's you know and they do come. you can find it. But the reality is that you know, if it hasn't come so far, it means that you got to open some doors. You got to kiss some frogs. And some of these people are the frogs.
Hey.
There's people in this room that you look around, it's like, I haven't really felt any connection to that person.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. When you finally kiss that person, you're going to realize that person was a real prince or a real princess. And that was really something, I was like, God, I would never have done that. I had not actually faced the fact that I judged that person. That I didn't reach out. I didn't reach out, and for no goddamn good reason. So anything you can do with your classmates is going to help that a lot, okay? And then, the blog's okay if you want to be seen more, get out there more, and do something fun. But do it, you know, somehow, you know, run the ideas by your classmates. You know, I wrote this blog. What do you think? I'm writing this, you know, but make it fun. You know, what's your blog about?
Well, I tend to go deep, so it's like, I don't know, it's just things just come up. I mean, I used to write before, it's like, I feel like it gets channeled through me. Like, I get on something, and then it's all of a sudden, it's like, wow, like, where'd that come from?
Okay, so run it by your classmates and see if they fall asleep when they read it. Right? Perfect group to do that. It's like, this is what I'm trying, you know, tell me what you think. And don't send them the whole, like, 18 pages. Send them the synopsis.
Well, I'm stuck on finding a blog name, because it's got to be perfect before I can do that, create the... You know,
well, try just sending them some of your ideas,
right?
And
remember,
see if they feed back you, if they can feed you back and say, too intense. I got lost halfway through it. I got, you know, I mean, that's one of my problems in writing for a long time, mm-hmm. and still is that I write stuff that only I can understand. You know, and other people are like, what did we say? And then Lisa will rewrite it and say, what we said was, you know. And you know, and so I'm trying to write more. You have to write at a seventh grade level if you're going to have people read it, including your classmates.
But I think that piece about being stuck on the, like, the title, what it's going to be called, and you want to, don't want to put yourself out there. I mean, we sort of were sort of saying, like, just try something and then try it out. But I think that maybe it's sending a few things to your classmates, and then maybe the title will come out.
Talk about that on your blog.
You know.
You can't come up with a name.
I know, but it's like being secret, so I don't really want anyone to forget.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Right, so
well, that's
thing,
it.
First
yeah.
thing would be start with the inner goal of can you actually
be seen?
Be allow people to actually look at you. Allow your classmates to be close enough to you. Mm-hmm. Get together, go out to dinner. You know, talk on the phone, Skype each other, you know, whatever it is, just something where you're like, where you're really feeling seen and connected and heard. And not just the, you know, the you know, for each one of you, it's very much the, you do the quick presentation, hey, how's it going, it's great, you know. And, you know, and I hate the fact that I don't get to have that deeper relationship with all of you, which I used to do when it was all just one class. I hate the fact that I have to do that. You know, because it feels that way. Like I don't get to get all the way inside. I get a little more in the coaching. I get to go deeper, but there's a depth. And but you have a chance right now. These guys are here for a whole weekend with you. They can't get away from you. You know. So you get that, and then what do you do after that? So we need to keep moving. So that was just a good for everybody. Just I want you.